The United States strongly condemns the terrible events that took place at Camp Ashraf on September 1st, which resulted in a significant loss of life of camp residents. The United States is deeply concerned by this tragic violence and has been in constant contact with the United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq, or UNAMI, as well as Iraqi government officials since reports of the attack surfaced. The government of Iraq has initiated an investigation, and the U.S. has urged that it proceed in an expeditious and transparent manner. The United Nations also condemned the attack on Camp Ashraf. The use of violence against a civilian population, said the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, is unacceptable in any circumstance. We call on the Iraqi authorities to immediately ensure the security of the residents. It is important that the violence stop and that medical help be urgently provided for the wounded. Camp Ashraf houses members of the Iranian exile group Mujahideen-e-Khalq, or MEK. The MEK's members were supported by the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, who established them at Camp Ashraf in Diyala province, Iraq. In 2012, per the terms of the December 25, 2011 Memorandum of Understanding between the United Nations and the government of Iraq, most members of the MEK were moved from Camp Ashraf to Camp Hurriya outside of Baghdad in order for the UN to evaluate their international protection needs and options for relocation outside Iraq. The United States urges the Iraqi government to secure the camp against any further violence or harm to the residents. It is the responsibility of the government of Iraq and all relevant stakeholders to ensure the safety and security of residents at both Camp Ashraf and Camp Hurriya. The U.S. affirms the call by UNAMI for a full and independent investigation into this attack and looks forward to learning the results as soon as possible. Those found to be responsible must be held fully accountable.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。